since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
It's not influence where you got to be looking over your back for that one you cheated or that one you told the boss on. Now they're waiting for you after work. You have to be looking over your back. If God set you up, no one can take you down. Just about let God do it. Stop pushing and shoving and juking and jiving and talking down on people and, you know, brown nosing and all that stuff, trying to get a position. Let God do the work. You be occupied with Him. Let Him take care of your business. So we got that right. We that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. As pastors, we know that well. And it's God that has to make you and mold you. Things that used to make me angry, not all of them, but some of them don't make me angry anymore. Let me just put a record, you know. Don't try me. But some of the stuff that used to get me, I just... it's water off a duck back now. But God's still working on me, so... y'all be careful. All right, so we are kings. He has made us kings. Give me back Colossians, wherever we stopped. I don't remember, but you should remember. There we go. Thank you. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and longsuffering with joyfulness. Pause there a minute. Stay there again. Our times are in his hands. The steps of a good man or woman is ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Ordered. I love that word, ordered. You look it up, it means God directs you, but it also has to do with the pace of your steps. So when we understand that, and this is what Paul is saying in the to the Colossians there, that we must grow in this knowledge that God is pacing our steps. He's ordering and he's pacing. Get it back up for me. Next verse. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones. Now this, I want you to take note here, because you're going to see a progression. We're going to work this. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. Next verse. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. You need to see like that. That's way off the charts as far as our finite thinking of the God that we serve. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Amen. So the first realm of dominion must be realized in us, then expanded to include domains outside of us. Get me Luke chapter 17. Now it's going to start to make more sense. Now we want to remember those four that we looked at there, the domains, the power, the dominion, the principalities, and the thrones. Okay, because we're going to go on a progression here with that. But for right now, Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21. Luke chapter 17. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God comes not with observation. Neither shall they say, 'Lo here,' or 'Lo there,' for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Okay? We got that? That's foundational stuff. That's upon what we build. Along with the fact that he said in Revelation 1:6, he hath made us kings. And the kingdom of God is within you. Now the word within is the word entos, E-N-T-O-S, and it means inside. It means a position in place, time, or state. Now, follow me. It also means instrumentality. The kingdom of God in you is an instrument. Yes, sir. An instrument. The kingdom of God is an instrument in you. Follow me, please. Stay focused. It dictates time. It dictates a place and a position within you, which reflects the dominion that God has given to you. The kingdom of God in you is an instrument. How many know musicians play instruments? Doctors use instruments. Architects use, you know, instruments. They're of use concerning a particular trade or talent or skill. The kingdom of God in you is an instrument. Let me say this again. It's an instrument that dictates. It will dictate time, place, and position within you, which reflects the dominion that God has given you outside of you. So we must allow the kingdom of God to have dominion in us. And the kingdom, see, the word says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." The Amplified amplifies that. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things right," and his righteousness, or his way of doing things right. In other words, we must allow God's way of doing things to dominate us. Not your way of doing things, not the world's way of doing things, not the flesh's way of doing things, not eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil governing what you do. That's religion. I said, that's religion. What do you mean? If we could take a spiritual census and truly understand or define how many people that love God are really eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil versus eating from the tree of life. Because see, going to church or being churchy or just, you know, your status quo type of believer, most people, they're governed by what they determine is right and wrong, good or evil. They're governed by what they perceive to be either good or evil. They're governed. That's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. We have to rise above that. I said we have to rise way above that. And why? God has made us kings already. But we eat from the tree of life. See, the spirit is like the wind. You can't dictate all the time or determine. You can't tell where the wind is coming from. You can say it's coming from the southwest. Okay, where is it? Well, I feel it. Where is it going? Going that way, I think. You can never tell. Maybe swirling around you. You understand? That's how the spirit works. But if you're just locked into right and wrong, you become very religious. And you begin to be governed by things outside of that kingdom on the inside. Here you about to buy, about to buy a new dress, and the Lord says, no, give that $300 to the apostle. The devil is a lie. I've been saving this money for 3 months. How often are you governed? I love to use this little example. This is just, I'm saying this for an example. I remember someone came up on this side, and the Lord evidently had blessed them in a very, 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 in a tremendous way. And they put a wad of money. You know, all I saw was the outer bill, which was a big bill. So I figured all the other bills were big bills. And it was a big wad. So I slipped it down in my pocket and said, thank you. Someone came up over here a couple minutes later. And they were talking about it. The Lord said, give it to them. I said, I thought myself, the devil is a lie. This is my blessing. But when you know that's the Lord's voice and he tug it at your heart, I said, they say, hey, the Lord want to bless you. I don't want to look at it no more. See, we must be governed because God has a wisdom and you don't know what he's prepared for you if he can trust you. So within, it means that the kingdom within you is an instrument, an instrumentality used to manifest the dominion of God in other realms, but it's in you. Who in their carnal mind would do that? This mind or minds. Now we must have adequate knowledge of this realm I'm talking about to properly function in life. If we're going to function as what Revelation 1:6 says, we are kings.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Arr.